Thank you for listening to the Bible Expositors Podcast with your host, Stephen Baker, taking you verse by verse through the Word of God from the pulpit of Harmony Baptist Church in Dalton, Georgia.
This evening's message is part of our evangelism series, and it's called The Word of Their Testimony. The Word of Their Testimony. And it's from Revelation chapter 12 and verses 10 and 11. Revelation chapter 12 and verses 10 and 11. The Word of God says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Revelation chapter 12 is a really interesting chapter because what it does is it takes this woman, and this woman is symbolic of the nation of Israel, and it gives kind of a history of Satan's plan to stamp out the nation of Israel and then to stamp out the Messiah that came through the nation of Israel. And it talks of Satan is symbolized here by a dragon. And there's somewhere in the passage where the dragon, in verses 3 and 4, this is kind of has to do with the past and would kind of fit in our prophecy series. But verses 3 and 4 of Revelation 12, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth." Now, the stars are often in the Bible a symbol of angels. And when Satan was probably one of three archangels in heaven before he fell, you would have Michael and Gabriel and then Lucifer, the three, and each archangel was over a third of the angels in heaven. When Satan fell, he took a third of the angels, and this is symbolic of this. His tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them down to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. That was Satan's plot to kill Jesus, which came of Mary, who was a Jew, and it came of the nation, the Messiah came from the nation of Israel. So Satan, when he fell from heaven, takes a third of the angels with him in his pride, and they become what we refer to now as demons. But Satan tried to kill Jesus when he was delivered. Do you remember what happened? There was a king, and that king sent the wise men and said, "Go and find the little child, find the babe." Of course, Jesus was older when they found him, but he said, "Find the babe and come back and tell me where he is, that I may go and worship him." Of course, he had no interest in worshiping Jesus. He wanted to kill him, and he was inspired by Satan to do that. It was Satan's plot. And so it's very interesting if you have time to study that sometime, Revelation chapter 12, and it does this history of the woman versus the dragon, of the nation of Israel versus the devil and the Messiah coming. And it really talks about what was going on in heaven. Verse 7 talks about a war in heaven between Michael, the archangel, and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon fought with his angels, and it talks about all these kind of things. And when we come down to verse 10, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ, for the accuser of our brethren, that is Satan, is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Now what will happen is Satan will be, right now Satan is able to, he walks about on the earth seeking whom he may devour. As a roaring lion, the Bible says he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But he goes up to heaven to appear before God. We know this because of the book of Job. And in the book of Job, Satan appears before God. And God says to Satan, "Where have you been?" And the devil says, "Oh, I've been walking to and fro on the earth." And God says, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Now, what does Satan do? He accuses Job to God. He says, "Job only serves you because you give him all this stuff. If you take his stuff away, he'll curse you to your face." And so Satan in the future is going to be cast out of heaven. He's already been cast down from being an angel to becoming the devil, but he's going to be cast out of heaven to where he can no longer go before God to accuse the brethren. And he's going to stay on earth and create havoc on earth. And this is what the Bible says. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." So he's not going to accuse them before God anymore. Verse 11, "And they overcame him," that is the saints, "overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." How did the saints overcome the devil? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Now, the power of a personal testimony. And that's really what we're going to talk about today. How did they overcome him? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So I've shared this here before, what I'm about to share, and it won't hurt us to go over this again and again. Many years ago, I was at Crown College. I was in the seminary section studying for a master's degree. And I only went up there a couple of days a week. And I worked for Whitfield Baptist Church as an outreach director and an assistant to the pastor. And I would kind of commute. So I would go back and forth between Dalton and Knoxville. Thursday was our day off. Now, I valued my day off at church. Didn't want to work on my day off. And I usually would go visit my grandmother or do other things on my day off. I love to drive, so I would just drive and have a good time. On one particular Thursday, I remember it being announced that we had a special speaker coming to the chapel service and that everyone must be in chapel service and sign in showing that they were there or they would get in trouble. And I was so angry because Thursday was my day off. And I never was there on Thursday. I didn't work on Thursday. And I had to go into the stinking chapel and sign in to hear this special speaker on my day off. And I was mad. So I went in to the chapel, angry, signed, and sat there thinking, "I can't wait till this is over." And as some of you may think right now, but it'll be over in a few minutes. So the special speaker was the pastor's brother, who pastored a church in Florida, Tom Sexton. He got up and preached on the power of a personal testimony. And the message, it was the providence of God that I was there. That message I've remembered all these years since then and used what I learned that day all these years since then. So here's what the message was. He used this verse of Scripture. And here's what the message was, how to share your testimony. He said, number one, tell people what your life was like before you were saved. Number two, tell people how you got saved. Explain the gospel to them. And number three, tell them what your life is like now that you're saved. Real simple. My life before I was saved, how I got saved, my life after I'm saved. Now, anybody that's been saved can give this kind of a testimony. A lot of times we think when you give a testimony, you have to have some big thing like you were in jail or you were a mass murderer or something and God saved you. No, anybody can give this kind of a testimony. If you grew up in church and got saved as a little kid, you can give this kind of a testimony. My life before I was saved. If you're sharing with somebody and you say, you mind me sharing my testimony with you? Well, sure. Well, before I got saved, I had no peace. I didn't know for sure that I was going to heaven when I die. And I really struggled with that. But one day, somebody, in my case, my father, showed me that I was a sinner, according to the Bible, that I deserved to go to hell, but that Jesus Christ died for my sins on the cross and was buried and rose from the dead, and that I could be saved by believing in Him and receiving Him as my personal Savior. And I did that. And now that I'm saved, I have the peace and the assurance that I'm going to heaven when I die. That's all you have to do. You give your personal testimony. They even had us write it out. My life before I was saved, how I got saved, my life now that I'm saved. And if you've never witnessed to anybody before, it's not nearly as scary to say, hey, can I tell you what Jesus has done for me, or can I share my testimony with you, as it is to take somebody through a whole gospel presentation. So if you can take these three simple points, my life before I was saved, how I was saved, my life now that I'm saved, you can witness to somebody and share the gospel with somebody. It's easy. Now, it's not, well, let me say this, it's simple. It's never easy because the devil will fight you, but it's simple. Take this simple formula, and the Bible says, how did they overcome? They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb, which we have because we've been saved, and by the word of their testimony, the power of a personal testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Let's pray.